You're not going to believe what the number one reason is. The kids miss school. And joining us now to explain that is Dr. Green, Dr. Colleen Green, pediatric dentist, Children's Dental Center, who, by the way, went to Harvard, which I've heard is the Harvard of the East. I had to say that. You went to dental school at Harvard.
That's right.
Okay, and then you came to Wisconsin after you graduated for
pediatric dental residency training here. It's the only program in the state and where I still work full time.
Well, that's pretty awesome. It's all about the teeth. That's the reason kids miss school.
Right, dental pain.
So it's so prevalent. How does Children's deal with it, and what kind of resources does Children's
have? Sure. So Children's Wisconsin has a relatively large dental enterprise. So we operate 4 fully functional dental clinics across town. So we have a large one here. We're transitioning locations. We're growing, new construction, remodeling. And so we have over 20 dentists on staff, including 8 residents training with us for 2 years post-graduation to become specialists in pediatric dentistry.
And when you say specialists in pediatric dentistry, and we always say this, you know, kids aren't just little adults. They have their own special set of needs, and I'm assuming this is no different.
Absolutely. I mean, many adults are fearful of the dentist.
Right.
Often because of experiences in the dental chair as children. So we treat kids in some cases from days after birth, if they're born with different orofacial anomalies, and well into young adulthood for some, depending on their medical needs, and plenty of healthy kids of all ages in between. And that includes not just cavities, but trauma. So we consider ourselves sometimes on call for Southeastern Wisconsin's facial trauma. So our residents are here 24/7 caring for kids as needed, and then running really robust clinical schedules for preventive care, restorative care, surgical care, orthodontics, oral surgery. It's a huge service.
I was just going to say that, you know, these kids miss school because of dental pain. Because is it they don't have access, or their parents don't know about where to take them?
I think caring for kids' teeth is challenging in clinic, and it's challenging at home. I have 2 little kids. Brushing their teeth is a rodeo on a good day.
Yeah.
Sometimes. It is a challenging job. So I think it starts at home with the challenges and, you know, sugar in the diet, milk at bedtime. There's a lot of ways we all cope with the rigors of parenting.
Sure.
And some of it can be detrimental for teeth. And I think our pediatrician colleagues do a great job educating families to make sure that they're getting information, but it can't always equate to the prevention opportunities at a dental office. So we recommend they get in early and often, and yet it can be really hard to find a provider depending on your insurance status in our area.
How many, what percentage are emergency situations that your staff have to dive in?
Every day, we actually block time in our schedules to absorb kids from the emergency department who present commonly having attempted to get routine or preventive care in the community. And when the face starts to swell or when kids can't sleep, there are no other alternatives for some families. So it's daily that emergent pain or trauma, or we'll have kids with urgent heart surgery scheduled and they'll need dental clearance. And if we detect possibility of dental infection, we'll need to address those quickly. So along with your routine dental cleanings, our schedules are always packed with a variety of unexpected urgent needs. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a little bit off topic, but is it weird that I feel I need to floss my teeth 3 or 4 times a day?
He does.
Or should I be seeing a psychologist for that instead of a dentist? I'm not sure. I'm not really sure.
Hopefully you're finding your way to your own dental
home a
couple times a
year. I'm not even exaggerating. Doreen at one point said, can you please stop
flossing?
Your teeth are fine. Okay.
Better to be too vigilant.
See,
than
thank you.
Too,
thank you very much.
Too lax.
Yes, she's right.
I'm assuming it's pretty rewarding though when you see the other side after the work you've done is finished.
Yeah, so the work is intense. Our patients are awake. We're commonly, I had a patient at 7:45 this morning added into the schedule because of tooth pain. And it is very rewarding because families and kids are at sometimes their moments of greatest stress coming in,
right,
both concerned about the procedure, in pain and stressed out by their condition. And you get to take them through that. And it's not always the most fun for them, but it's always very rewarding to help them solve a problem.
I have an emergency dental question. So if your kid happens to be playing or doing something and they knock a tooth out, right?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to put it back in? Or are you supposed
I'm so glad you asked. If it's a baby tooth, leave it out. Never replant a baby tooth. If it's a permanent tooth, we want it back in the mouth as soon as possible, safely. You don't want to soap off or rinse off the root unless there's obvious dirt, then maybe a little splash of water. Put it back in and get care right away. I tell some of my friends who also have little kids, don't believe me now, but finding a dental home as soon as possible for your kid, even when they don't have all their teeth yet, gives you a place to go when those emergencies occur that you can't predict.
Because when the emergency occurs, you're on the phone trying to find something, and there's nothing
rough.
Available. It's really
and
tough.
And Children's can do a great job connecting pieces together for care in the interim, but how nice if you could avoid time-intensive or unnecessary care navigation if you have a place you can go.
Well, thank you for
great
your time.
Advice.
Thanks for explaining that, and thanks for the advice.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Green.